Well, it's the ultimate honor that you can have in the game of basketball, and certainly, Coach is very it's great, very gratifying for him. I certainly individually, for him, it's something I think you know everybody aspires to be the best in their profession, and this is kind of acknowledgement of the countless hours and the passion and the enthusiasm and the hours of work and sacrifice. It makes it all worthwhile, and also it acknowledges the great team that he's had around him. It certainly his wife Mickey and his three daughters and his former players and current players, as well as the staff that he had, and certainly Duke University. So it was a very happy day for everyone around here, that's for sure.
When he was recruiting you when you were a high school senior, which wasn't all that many years ago, what was the thing that stuck out most in your mind about Mike?
Well, he was obviously a very passionate man, but there are a lot of passionate people. I also saw great character and integrity, and I really believed in him, and I believed in his passion. And that's something that stuck out from the first moment that I met him. It was a guy I knew I could trust, and a guy that if I followed would allow me to learn and allow me to go to great places and allow me to be a part of a special team and a university.
Now, after your first year, that year was the year that Coach had the back problems, right? And missed a lot of the season. Did you see even more passion when Mike came back for your sophomore year?
Yeah, it was it was very very crazy freshman year. Certainly could have never predicted that, but the guy who came back from that and to the guy that I work with now, certainly he's just gotten better. I mean, I think that year has only made him stronger, more focused, more determined, and just ready to go at every point. I mean, he's only gotten better, that's for sure, and that he's at an amazingly high level right now.
We see him. If people who follow college basketball are so familiar with seeing Mike on the sidelines and everything, and everybody's always impressed with his bench decorum and the way he conducts himself on the sidelines. But you get a glimpse once in a while, Wojo. He lets loose every once in a while, right?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think every coach does. He hides it well, though.
Yes.
He definitely hides it. I mean, he always looks pretty calm and cool and collected on the sideline, and certainly that's not done by accident, but there are times where our guys need to see that fire, and when he does let it go, I think it's even more impactful.